to take your phone. I am.
Is it working?
I think so, but I don't know. Maybe I think it wants to go this way today.
Two idiots. No, can't do that. Gotta go long. That looks good. That's fine.
Are we good?
Yeah, open up.
But we're crooked.
What's the matter?
We're gonna be sideways.
We're live.
We're on the captain's log. We're
Brett Ernst. Maybe do it this way.
Yeah.
The camera's here.
Hey.
That's what happens.
Where we at? Oh, okay.
Rotate your phone. Alright, now I'll try that.
What do you think?
Is that better?
I don't know. Let me see. See, we're sideways. People are gonna watch us sideways today.
Giza. Ashbet.
Now look, see you get a
notification. I got no notification.
You get a notification, right?
I got no notification.
You do. Look at me. First, find me, Brian. And then we're live. I'm backing up. I gotta drive.
Yeah, look at that down there.
Oh, shit.
So people are just watching us in the car. Okay, here I am right now. Which one is it?
That's me.
Hit that.
Yeah, and then you'll see. It's
live. There's you live.
Boom.
Hit that.
And then share it. And you're good. See, we're crooked, but that's okay. Share.
Oh, we are crooked, huh?
Yeah, I don't know why we're crooked today. We'll get straight. We'll get right. You gotta share it, though. You gotta share.
I'm sharing it right now. Idiots. I know. Gage Steven is watching. That's me.
Nice. That's you?
Yeah.
Why? What's the name?
It's Brett Ernst Comedy.
That's what Ginch Stevens says?
No, Ginch Stevens I put up there because people kept adding Brett Ernst and nobody was going to my fan page. So yeah, turn your phone. Let's see if that works. Is that better? good Lord.
Okay, hold on. We got it.
Don't kill us.
This is the captain's log. This is very dangerous right now.
Yeah, I know, man.
Oh, my God. We're like walking the plank over here.
Like that?
Yeah, how are they gonna see us though?
I don't know, buddy.
Oh my God. This is a disaster.
Are we going right or left?
We're going right. I can't. We can't. Everyone wants that phone turn. People love when I do all this great editing. It's live. I mean, it's
all right,
live.
We gotta go sideways. Guys, turn your computer over.
Yeah. If you're watching,
it's not working.
If you're watching us on a side view, I hope it's my good side. So we just left Gator Country and we're in Naples, Florida. We're in Bonita Springs, actually.
You got two people watching.
Well, we haven't done anything yet. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Wait until this thing airs.
Oh, okay.
And when it, you know,
when it airs. This is our version of Sideways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to edit this?
We're live.
But I mean, are you going to edit it later?
After.
Oh, okay.
I'll clip something out. Did you share it?
Yeah, it's sharing.
No, you didn't
right
share
now.
It.
I'm telling you, I fucking shared it. Hope I didn't share it against Steven, though.
Yeah, I think you did something.
Oh, this is retarded.
I can't take this guy anywhere.
Look, we're both stupid.
It's been 10 years, and I don't think we've gotten any smarter. We've been buddies for 10 years now. No.
All right, let's see.
You're just messaging. Are you sharing or
yeah,
you messaging?
Yeah, I gotta label it and then share it.
Oh, well, excuse right? me. So we're heading over. I can't take this guy. This is like your third appearance on the captain's log. You might be officially famous now.
I am, right? I'm I'm your guy.
Yeah.
I'm your go-to. Nobody does your log but me. I'm the only idiot.
No, every week.
What
no.
are you drinking? Is that vodka?
This is, okay, so I'm on a health kick, and this is cold brew iced coffee with almond milk, and I do no sugar now, and it's killing me.
That almond milk stuff, my wife drinks that.
Yeah, because I can't have soy, because I'm allergic to soy, and the cream is going to go right to my booty.
Okay.
So I gotta, you know, do the almond milk. And there's 2 grams of protein in it, too, so what the heck?
I'm just going to post this shit.
Post it. Yeah.
All right. This is going to share with... Okay, here we go. This is how it works.
Here we go.
See more.
And Brett Ernst Comedy.
Yeah, and we'll see where that is.
So, guys, we're going to get to some fun stuff here. This is part one of the captain's log. And I know, look it. We can't even hold a viewer. We got one guy, two guys. We're boring.
Well, this will do better later.
So we're heading over to 1055 The Beat. We just left Gator Country. And Brett's still sharing his to his page. We're having a little technical difficulty today. It's live. It's live. We're on the captain's log. And the sun's out. It's Thursday. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't blame you for not watching. Get in the shower, brush your tooth, and let's have some fun today.
All right, so what are we discussing here? How does the captain logs work?
Well, the captain's log basically is you and me. We talk.
I wrote that. I thought I was posting it, and I just sent you a message heading to press.
Nice. So basically, like, we just talk about what you're going to do this weekend.
We had a great show last night, man. I was, I was a little hesitant about you adding the Wednesday, but it was pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Good crowd. I mean, the weekend seems to be going well.
Wednesday.
I got to tell you, I love the new stage, man.
Oh, you like it?
I like it a lot. Yeah.
I woke up one day at 5 in the morning. I decided that I was just going to cut the whole front of the stage off.
Well, I'm glad you committed to an actual comedy club.
Yeah.
It's not just a restaurant.
No. We keep pulling out more restaurant stuff and adding more comedy.
I think, right? you have the comedy club awning. Keep the pictures up, although I didn't see mine there, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, you have.
No. I was in the last one.
You know why? Because in the corner, the all the walls just got painted, and the ceiling. So in the corner, there's like a stack of like 50 that haven't got hung. Okay. We're hanging all new ones around the whole place.
All right. Well, you can rectify that. But I will say this: I've been with you since day one. But that's okay.
No. Ouch.
No. The original place, the original Captain Brian's.
This guy's racing.
The Off the Hook was like a staple on the tour. Like, all the comics were like, hey, have you done this room in Marco Island? It's a fish restaurant.
Yeah.
With a stage and a shark on the wall. But it became like an A room on the thing. But it was like everybody talked about it.
Right.
And if people were to see the original venue that haven't seen, that are in the new one that haven't seen the old one. Andrew Dice Clay, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer. Everybody's performed at this club.
Jim Jeffries.
I remember the famous Jim Jeffries story. Well, because if you were on the island, it depended on when you were there.
Right.
I don't care if Richard Pryor came back and did his comeback special there. There's 9 people on the island.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming.
Yeah.
So a very famous Jim Jeffries story is that, he had his HBO special and everything. He had like 9 people in the crowd.
And he took them outside.
He took them outside for a cigarette.
Yeah, in the middle of the show.
But so it was always a show in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And then you went to the other place, which we don't speak about that one, like Voldemort.
Yeah.
And you were trying to build this one, and then you had this place that was supposed to be temporary.
Right.
The point I'm getting at, I'm glad you committed to what it is.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful venue. You built out a real stage.
Yep.
You got an awning with the name of it.
Yep.
And just stay in and establish it. The food is phenomenal. And I think after all these years, it's finally come together.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, it's packed. I mean, it definitely in the past, like, I want to say year, it's really developed into, like, everybody kind of just says, hey, what's going on at the comedy club? Regardless of day, time, whatever. It's become more of like they just go there anyway.
Right.
And then, they get great shows and they get to see you in live.
Well, dude, it's a nice venue. The other stage, that makeshift stage that you had there before.
That was the, why I had that stage.
Well, I remember you could pull it out at the bottom, but it was there before, right?
Yeah, and I had to get special permits to move everything.
Ah.
And so I couldn't do anything like that would slow down the opening, because I opened that place in 30 days from the day I signed the lease.
I got you.
So if I made like structural changes, then I had to
need a permit.
Yeah. But we're Italian.
Yeah, no, you work around it. Well, so, dude, I like it now. I noticed you took the dividers down.
Yep.
Which is great. It's open. The food is phenomenal. It feels like if I watching this from day one through the inception from the original place to where it is now, it feels like this is the type of comedy club that you should. It feels like everything has come together.
Yeah.
It's the best of both worlds now.
that was the key. Like, I didn't want to lose the restaurant part of it. And so incorporating them again, it's a challenge. Like, people don't get it. But if you don't, if you lose the restaurant part and the feel, you don't make any money.
Right.
I mean, I'm not here for fun. You're not either. Everyone wants to make money.
I mean, you know, you can only make so much off of drinks.
Yeah.
No, I get it, man. I mean, dude, I'm thinking back to when I first started coming here.
There was some crazy stuff.
Well, I remember when I first met you, you're like, no, I'm a real captain. Yeah. You had a fleet of ships.
I did, right?
Yeah, you were taking over islands and running rum.
Yeah, I was.
With you and your pirate buddies. Yeah. And then Bob was
Bob was
the manager. And then I remember you guys ventured out to Louisville?
Louisville, yeah.
And then it's been a long journey, man.
It has been. You know, when I first opened Marco, I don't even know. We had a tiny stage. Because there was a big stage there, actually. For that size club, the stage was huge.
Right.
That big wood dock. Because you know that was a dock that got blown down in the hurricane. And I literally collected all the wood, and I built a big pier out of it in the middle of the place.
Let me ask you this. What did you always want to open a comedy club, or did you always want to run a restaurant and then had an idea of putting comedy in there?
Okay, so
what's the evolution of this?
Boats. And I was on the dock one day. This guy's like, "Hey, I'm gonna sell this pizza place." And I was like, "Oh, I want to open up a New England style seafood restaurant, like a takeout seafood restaurant."
You said
restaurant.
New York, but that's okay.
I know that's a disaster. A New England seafood restaurant. And he's like, "Okay." Literally, we shook hands. We cut the deal. I started this little restaurant, and it got really busy over about a year and a half, 2 years. And then we started looking for another place to grow, because it was in a little shopping center. It was tiny. So then we opened up Captain Brian's. But to us, it was so big. We were like, oh my God, what are we going to do on Marco Island after 8 o'clock? And I was like, let's do comedy. I'm from Boston. There's comedy clubs all over the place. I don't know any comedy clubs in the area. That could have been a disaster, right? Maybe we didn't have comedy clubs here because nobody cared.
Well, let's be honest. In the beginning, it was kind of a disaster, but not really.
Yeah, it was, because the restaurant was so busy that for 2 years, we were literally turning people away from the restaurant to go and try to sell tickets to the comedy club.
Right.
And it was like my parents and I were in a friggin' battle for 2 years.
Well, you see, the thing with the comedy is that, you know, when you're starting out and you do open mics, and you do shows with, you know, you do bar shows.
Yeah.
So a lot of times people don't want to watch comedy. They're there for a drink. Then all of a sudden there's a comedy show that pops out.
Yep.
So what made this unique is it had a bar show vibe in the beginning, but people knew there was going to be comedy. So you had half and half type there sometimes.
Yeah, that's what it always was. Yeah, exactly.
And then, but the one thing I will say that I'm finding as you're evolving, I mean, I'm assuming, is that you're starting to treat it more as a comedy club, because in the beginning it was more of a restaurant.
Absolutely. It went from 100% restaurant
with a comedy show.
Correct. To 90% restaurant with 10% comedy. And then, you know what happened was the BP oil spill. And people thought like the seafood in the Gulf of Mexico was tainted, and they were like kind of not going to the restaurant. So then I had to do like, holy crap, I better do more comedy. So that's when I really said, I'm going to do like all A acts every week. And we became like 50% comedy, 50% restaurant in Marco Island. And then it even went to like 70% comedy and 30% restaurant, just because the comedy was so big. Mm. The restaurant really never slowed down, but the comedy just got that much busier.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, all right, we kind of grew this homegrown comedy feel in Southwest Florida and Naples. Let's expand.
Well, you are the only game in town.
Right. So then we went to a bigger venue, and you know, that's kind of like how we wanted to be in Naples and closer to Fort Myers, and so that way people weren't driving all the way to Marco Island.
Have you talked about this on your
I have not.
You ever talked about this?
Not really, no.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Hey, who's that?
Michael Tool,
my buddy from Wakefield. How you doing, man?
So, all right, I'm just saying, I don't want you to have to repeat yourself on your own show.
You're trying to tickle my show?
Yeah. I mean, what else? What are you going to do? You talk to me about what?
So tell me what some of the best experiences you've had, because you've been here as many or more than anybody we've had.
Yeah, I took maybe a year before you brought me in, year and a half.
Yeah.
I think I took a fallout because weren't you working with the Funny Bones? And
I was working with the Improvs and the Funny Bone guys, and they were kind of, they started booking it at the very, very beginning, and then I wanted more heat, so I started booking it. And then we just became really good friends over the years, and that's kind of how it went.
Well, you do all the booking yourself.
I do everything. Yeah, I do all the marketing. I do all the booking. I do, I set up all the press. I do all of it. I run all the ticketing.
You're smart.
Yeah.
I'm smart.
I'm smart.
Not like everybody says. So I was passed over. That's the way Pop wanted it. It's not the way I wanted it. It's the boat scene from The Godfather. Go ahead, Godfather.
Tell me about, you know, how many times you've been here. What's the most memorable thing that happened?
I mean,
I have one.
I know what yours is.
I don't think it's a good one, but it's a memorable one. How can you forget it?
First of all, that happened quite often at that stage. But yeah.
What was that? What happened?
Your whole party left? When I kicked the whole party left?
Yeah, the largest employer in Southwest Florida.
It doesn't, look, man, let's not talk about it. It's a sore topic.
It was ugly, but it was, looking back at it, it was kind of funny.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, it's the mentality of it. I mean, you have one huge table that you either got to look at that or compared to what everybody else was experiencing because of this huge table.
Yeah.
And I think that's a dilemma as a comedy club owner that you're going to have, that you
always
would have.
Always.
Is that you have 200 people, you have one table of 50, right? That whole tab is equal to probably what the other audience members
Absolutely.
Are eating.
Yep.
But they're treating it as if they know that that's their tab.
Yeah.
And they were being very disrespectful and very rude.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they did it to the first comic, the second comic.
And then the lady wanted to fight you.
Well, no, she was just standing up and I remember going, I go, ma'am, how old are you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she's like, you're not supposed to ask a lady her age. And I go, well, anybody who acts like this is, you know,
needs
is far from a lady.
Yeah.
And then the crowd, I always do the, should they go or stay? And anyways, you weren't there, though. You weren't there when
no,
it happened.
No, remember,
you got
I
the
came.
Memo.
Then I got the message, and I freaking boogied down to the club. Like, whoa, what's
if you
going
saw,
on?
If you saw it firsthand, I think you would have, the whole audience, I mean,
yeah.
I had the audience vote.
Yeah.
And then they got really mad because I had the audience
right.
tell them to be quiet.
Yeah,
I remember that. And then the guy became irate.
And then we had to call the cops and they paid the tab. Remember, they didn't want to pay? I'm like, what are you not paying for?
I just was trying to do jokes.
You just ate and drank and left. But
Obviously, you guys are drunk.
Yeah.
But you know, it's people do that a lot. Like they, I don't know. That's a good memory.
But then I say to the, like, my thought is always, when you go to a movie, and do you party in the middle of the movie? And then if the movie is not a movie that you like, do you say you want your money back? Like,
right.
Where else do you go besides a comedy club? Like, comedy is subjective, right? So you can't walk into a Disney movie and all of a sudden it's a horror flick. Like,
right.
You got to know what you're going to see.
Right.
Everything is different.
Well, the thing is, too, is that you can't, you also, as a performer, I don't need to put up with that shit.
Right.
I mean, there comes a point to where I'm, you know, see, and that was the other problem, too. When you walk into a venue, they didn't know, a lot of people, they know now.
Right.
But in the beginning, they think they're seeing a ham and egger.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless you're somebody that they were familiar with. But they didn't realize that that was an A room. Shoot the duck.
I love it.
Is that?
We're still crooked, guys?
Yeah,
can
we're still
say,
crooked.
Oh, it's so bad. Now my neck, my brother-in-law, John.
Sure, is this say Charlene?
My sister says, you're her favorite.
Oh, tell her, hi.
Son of a bitch. My sister loves you.
No, so basically, you know, whatever, man. But that wasn't my favorite mom. That's not my favorite mom.
No.
Hanging out with Big Bob. With Bob and,
those
and
were good times.
Those were good times.
You're married now.
Of course.
Yeah.
Those
so nothing,
were good times.
Nothing happened.
No, of course not.
We're going jet ski. You went jet skiing.
Jet skiing is great.
How about that? How many did you go? You went jet skiing a few times, yeah?
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, well, jet skiing, I mean, look, jet skiing going on the boat was fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, when when in the earlier years when we were just drinking all night and acting stupid.
Right.
You know, that was a lot of fun.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but you know, it's all calmed down as you get older.
Yeah. You have to at some point. It's the problem is when you don't calm down.
Then I slowed down about, I would say, because I'm doing this 21 years now.
Are you shitting me?
What do you mean?
You just inhaled this.
Inhaled.
Extra large iced coffee.
It's iced coffee.
You drank the whole thing.
Because what, you've been open what, since 02, 01, or 2000?
2005.
2005,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So. But 01 was the restaurant, and then we opened the club.
No, it was, I'm thinking 2005.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because my first time there was after I did, no, it was before I did the Wild West tour.
It was right during, I think.
It was after, it was, I know what it was. It was after I did the tour, but before the movie came out.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I was like 07, 06, 07.
I think Pauly Shore probably was one of the guys that was telling everyone in L.A. to kind of come to the club. Well, I know he was. And that's probably how it kind of started.
Uh-huh.
Because he was one of the first guys that took a chance to come when, like, we weren't getting huge acts.
Right.
So then he, like, you know, he liked it. And you were...
But I would say 07, 08... I'm trying to think. Yeah, I was. We hit those nights pretty hard.
Yeah, we did. That was it. That was pre-kids.
Pre-kids, pre-marriage, pre-girlfriends, yeah. Pre-anything.
Yeah.
And then
and now it all comes back.
Now it's great. Have you met my wife?
No, I don't think so.
You did.
Oh yeah,
you
two
did.
Times
her family came when her family came. Because
yeah.
they used to come down here. You met him in Marco. I don't think you met him here. Okay. You met my father-in-law here.
That's right. Yeah, I did. Your mom usually comes.
My mom's coming on Friday. She'll
be here.
I love
when she comes.
Carol will be in the audience chilling.
She's in Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, Fiddlesticks Boulevard.
What'd she do for the hurricane?
She chilled.
She stayed.
Yeah, they didn't get hit hard over there.
Wow. We stayed, but we got hit hard.
I know you did.
It was brutal.
I saw what happened to your parents' house. It's awful.
Yeah, it's crazy. They still are living in a freaking hotel.
But I would say that, and then that, I mean, because yeah, again, if I do the math, I've been coming here almost 10, 13 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Wow.
I can't believe I put up with you for that long.
It's crazy.
It really is. But you get funnier every time, so I bring you back.
I do new material. Imagine I'm still doing the same shit.
That's
roller skating every
dude
year.
It's still my favorite. You know the roller skate in my history, right? Yeah, so it's like a thing. Who's on there? This really is horrible.
Oh, she
guy.
Said saw Brett with Steve Trevino in Hollywood Hard Rock.
Oh wow.
Wow, that long ago.
I love Steve.
Can't wait till next week. Got our ticks for Tampa show.
I don't want to see you in Tampa. I want to
see
you in Naples.
Yes, I do. These might be people that are watching from my page.
No, not good. Not good. No. Come, if you're not coming to Naples, you can't tune in.
Yeah, guys, if you're not going to fly in.
You can't get all this entertainment on my captain's log.
Well, you told me to share it, so these might be people that are fans of mine or friends of mine.
Fine.
Oh, there's Dairy Queen.
Yeah. That's Grill and Chill Dairy Queen. That's the upgraded version. All right, guys, we're heading into 105.5 The Beat. Turn on the radio if you're in Southwest Florida, or you can go to the iHeart app and go to 105.5. It's streaming live. You'll hear Brett, and we're going to have some fun. And the Captain's Log Part 2 will be on next.
Okay, so we're doing Part 2?
Yeah. We got it.
So once you hang this up, I'm done?
Yeah.